On the Powers That Be podcast, we examine the players and currents behind today's most consequential decisions. Join us. Listen to the Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
Download the Odyssey app and listen anywhere. Kansas Fan Headquarters, 97.5 and 1240 KFH Wichita. KNSS HD2 Clearwater and Odyssey Sports Station.
Hey, Wichita, it's Jacob Albrock. Stay right there for the latest breaking in sports talk. It's Sports Daily coming up next exclusively on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Jim Rome here with your Rome Report. New England Patriots head coach Mike Vrabel reportedly was back at work Monday after missing day three of the NFL draft to be with his family. A weekend of, quote, counseling to work through an affair that allegedly had been going on for years. Light work, eh, coach? And because folks have nothing better to do, internet sleuths have uncovered another nugget. A Spotify playlist Diana Rossini sent to Vrabel during a four-game losing streak in 2022. A playlist entitled Turning the Page, and full of crappy songs that Vrabel may have even broken out during a Titans practice. Are these two respected professionals or a couple of middle schoolers making each other mixtapes? No to self, Diana. Set all playlists to private because deleting them after the fact does no good. Now, hopefully this playlist is the end of this extremely sordid tale. Sure it's not. I'm Jim Rome. And remember, you can follow me on Instagram at Jim Rome. Jim Rome here. True story. I married the best person I've ever met, Janet. And not only that, but the best mother I know. So would it not stand a reason that I would get her the very best gift for Mother's Day? Aura Frames. What an absolutely amazing product. I love it so much. And more importantly, she does. Save on gifts that moms love at AuraFrames.com. For a limited time, get $25 off the Carver mat frame. That's the one we have. You have to use the code Rome, R-O-M-E. Support this show by mentioning the Jim Rome Show at checkout. Terms and conditions do apply. AuraFrames.
The U.S. Treasury just released its official financial report for 2025. Buried in it is a startling admission. By its own numbers, it appears the U.S. government is insolvent. When governments go this deep in debt, they print money, raise taxes, or cut benefits, none of which can help protect you. That's why people move part of their savings into physical gold and silver. Call Monetary Gold at 877-NOW-GOLD for their complimentary gold and silver guide. That's 877-NOW-GOLD. Call Monetary Gold now at 877-NOW-GOLD. Do it before the next headline. Not after. Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professional.
Fuck him now.
Really? I mean, is that going to be a thing now?
You don't like it? Thanks, catchy.
What are you looking at? Go.
Now, from Wichita's most listened to sports radio, 97.5 and 1240 KFH, this is Sports Daily.
Aloha, Mr. Hyde.
Welcome in, everybody. It is a Hawaiian shirt Wednesday on the show, Sports Daily. Jacob Albrock, Paul Savage, having to get a little creative on the day that Paul Savage invented way back in the day, I will say.
Thank you, but thank you very much.
That we've been celebrating a while, but it's cold outside. We're in the 40s out there this morning. I've got a pullover cardigan, but thanks for asking, over the top of a Hawaiian, but I'm showing a little off. And Savage went sleeves under the Hawaiian. We're rocking and rolling, even though it's a little chilly.
We're adapting. That's what we do. We adapt. Come on.
It's a big show today. A lot of big topics kind of happening yesterday that we've got to discuss. Kansas gets the top recruit in college basketball. And he's a high schooler. They've been waiting, and it's been a little bit of a windy road to get there. But Tyron Stokes on national television does pick Kansas over Kentucky. And here we go, Jayhawk fans. How do you feel about it? It's in the books. It's done. It's finally over. What does it look like for the rest of the roster? Is Kansas done? We'll have our KU insider, Shreyas Lada, in the next hour to discuss that with us. What else can they do? What would this team be ranked right now? We'll get into all of it. The big story also out of college basketball yesterday that we'll talk a whole lot about, I'm sure, today, is the NCAA tournaments, men's and women's, will expand to 76 teams next year. It's coming quick. We've heard a lot of discussion about this. It seems like nobody wants it, but they're going to do it anyway. We'll discuss, what does it mean? What does it change? Anything for you? We'll get into it all. The Royals win in extra innings last night. Did you stay up late? I'll tell you, I made it to the ninth. And I was like, I'm just going to have to trust them.
Oh, my gosh.
Went to bed, Wake up, see the news. Bobby Witt Jr. got the job done in the 10th. 3-1 home run. Royals extend the win streak to 4 games. We'll discuss that as well. Maybe some injury news to get into from the Royals game that could be troubling. But we'll have it all for you on the show today. It's all What's on Tap, brought to you by the Wichita Brewing Company, now featuring Caddy Snack, Wichita's golf beer. Caddy Snack Blonde Ale, refreshingly crushable, makes the perfect pairing from the first tee to the 19th hole, no matter the score. Caddy Snack reminds you to beer the ball. Wichita Brewing Company, pizza and beer made here. Paul, happy Hawaiian Shirt Wednesday. How are you?
Well, same to you, my friend. Happy Hawaiian Shirt Wednesday. That's a good day to be alive when you can wear a Hawaiian shirt. And I encourage all of our listeners, anytime you want, it's never wrong to wear a Hawaiian shirt. So there you go. That's all I got to say. And by the way, what a show today. I'm sitting there thinking to myself, we've got so many topics, we may have to carry a couple of them over till tomorrow. But, you know, that the big one that you were talking about, and I know we're going to get into KU signing signing the, Stokes, and that's a
Tyron Stokes.
That's a big deal. I don't know that I thought that's how it was going to go. I thought Kentucky maybe was warming its way in with
some. It was odd that this thing dragged on.
It's a money deal. One of my questions will be, and if you want to ask it in front of me, it would be fine. But one of my questions would be to our KU expert is, my question would be, how much money did that visit to Kentucky cost KU? Because yeah, I know it cost money. I know it cost them money. Money went up. Money had to have gone up. I'm just sure of that. But anyway, that's an interesting question. It's funny, the way we recruit today is certainly different than the way you and I have grown up. There's no question about that. But what a show today. By the way, I could hardly get to the start of that game, and I had to go to bed. I'm just telling you, I had to go. Oakland and Kansas City, I wanted to see some of that. I knew I wouldn't see it. I wouldn't see it all. I wouldn't see it all. There's no way I would see it all.
It was a little odd the way baseball goes these days for a 1-1 game to be taking as long as it was, I thought. Not a lot of offense in the game, but it wasn't a fast-moving game.
Well,
and but we got there. We got there. Yeah. I left it, like I said, I left it in regulation. We got there anyway. So mm-hmm. That was good. I knew it. I was like, man, I'd stay if I knew it was going to end in the 10th. I'd have just gone ahead and stayed up. But once you get to extra innings,
yeah,
it's like you just go to the 14th. Once I go to the 10th, do I have to go to the 11th? So I was just like, nope. I'm drawing the line at regulation here in regular baseball. No extra innings. But the Royals get it done. First time since the 2014 ALDS, I believe, that they've had back-to-back game winners in extra innings. Starting to do some special type stuff there for Kansas City in a year where it's gotten off to a dreadful start. 4 wins in a row. They're making some noise, exciting fashion. They're finding the bats. Salvi also homered last night for Kansas City. The injury I mentioned, we'll go ahead because we've got so much college basketball to talk about. Vinny Pasquantino left the game with back tightness, which is a little worrisome. It's an injury he's dealt with in the past. He said after the game he just couldn't get it loose, getting treatment this morning. Hopefully that doesn't require a stay on the IL. Thankfully, as you watch the Royals, they've got a young guy like Carter Jensen who can get into the rotation, at least if there is any missed time. But, you know, they get the win, Paul, and they're starting to do it. You know, it's these kinds of wins, right? It's the kinds of wins that are giving you kind of that look like, well, you know, remember, this group did go and win whatever it was, 16 out of 18, 18 out of 20 last year. Okay, 4 in a row. You know, they played really poorly for most of April. Now they're playing well. What could that mean? We'll see. But it's sure good to see them get the win. And I got bad news for you, Paul.
What?
You're going to stay up late again tonight.
Oh, brother.
You're going to stay up again on Thursday.
I can't do it, man. I just can't do it. I got to get up too early for this thing. It's your fault.
I know. Well, it's partially my fault. That's totally true. It's somebody's fault.
It is. There you go.
Paul.
Yes.
We're going to get into this on the other side. 76 teams. Are you having the hemorrhage on this? I assume that you're having.
No. As a matter of fact, I'm sort of agreeing with it. And there was a comment made in one of the articles I read about this that, you know, this is all about involving more kids and getting more kids the experience of playing in the big dance and what a great experience it is. And you want to know something, Jacob? I'm buying that. If we can get that experience for more youngsters who have, through a lifetime of effort and work, put in to hone a skill that would get them to a college basketball team, why not? Why not involve leagues like the Missouri Valley? That comes to mind first. You know, you and I, even back in the days of your West Texas State days, you guys were a member of the Valley at one time. You remember? Are you old enough to remember that stuff? I hope.
I'm old enough to remember it. They certainly weren't while I was there. But, yeah, I'm old enough to remember when they were.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, there's leagues like that, and there's leagues like the Big West, and they come to mind. And you know, so I'm all for it. To expand.
Yeah, it's not the reason they're doing it, of course, but it is a nice side effect. I will tell you, I would bet if we put a poll up and got, you know, a legitimate vote from every listener of this program, I would bet at least 90% of those people would say, this is stupid, we don't need it, they're ruining college basketball. That's what I would guess the number is.
Well, I would
I'm surprised to hear you say that a little bit. I am not necessarily for it, but I don't think it's going to affect much. I'll tell you why on the other side.
Please do.
I'm surprised to hear that you're rubber stamping it. The powers that be, I mean, Brett Yormark's been talking about this for a long time. They see something, and I think it's pretty easy to see what they see. The question is, does it change anything for the way we take in one of our nation's great events? We'll talk about that. We'll talk about the news of the day on it. We will get into Tyron Stokes and KU. We'll have our KU insider Shreyas Lotta coming up. More on the Royals and other topics around the sports world. Happy Hawaiian Shirt Wednesday, everybody. We're coming right back.
This is Sports Radio KFH.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center, don't worry about me, I called ART.
Traffic. Major roads are running smoothly, but be aware of construction on I-135 in both directions at K-96. From the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center, that's your Odyssey Wichita traffic.
Weather. Good morning. Mostly cloudy and continued cool today. High 66. Northeast wind 5 to 15. Becoming cloudy and 47 tonight. Gray skies on Thursday. Cool again. High 65. We'll see a few showers during the afternoon. Nothing heavy nor severe. Clouds will slowly move out on Friday. High of 64. We're back in the 70s and 80s this weekend. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Basically, get out of the way.
The Dan Patrick Show.
Dan Patrick.
But Diego Pavia has a personality, but he does not have a personality that I want as my backup quarterback. I don't think he's good enough to be a starter in the NFL. You know, he's not Doug Flutie. Like, Doug Flutie was 5'9", Heisman Trophy winner, but he was the ideal personality to be a backup quarterback and ready to come in when need be. In fact, Flutie was ahead of his time. Flutie would be able to play and play at a pretty high level. But Diego Pavia, the personality, that's who you are. You're selling that personality. But I'm not buying that. Teams are not buying that. Teams didn't buy Shedeur Sanders. And teams were like, you're not a can't-miss prospect.
The Dan Patrick Show.
Dan and the Danettes and you.
Middays from 11 until 2 on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Wherever you go, you can take us along. Listen to our live stream and never miss a thing. Listen at the gym. Listen on an airplane. Listen during your daughter's wedding. You never liked the groom anyway. Wherever you go, take us along. Listen to our live stream on the free iHeartRadio app.
You got to listen to Jim Rome afternoons on KFH.
It's time to get back to the sports talk.
All right, let's do this thing. Go!
Sports Daily is on KFH.
Long Offer Lawn and Tree Care, celebrating 60 years in Wichita, providing expert lawn care for a healthy lawn, tree and shrub care, and bed weed control since 1966. Long Offer Lawn and Tree Care. Glad to be back with you here on a Hawaiian Shirt Wednesday. We're just going to power right through this chilly weather here this morning and yesterday morning. A little bit of a slap in the face in the morning if you go out. Maybe take the dog out in the morning before you head into work. A little chilly out there.
It is.
Glad to have you here with us, though. Big story yesterday. It seemed inevitable, maybe not quite this quickly, though. Next year, both the men's and women's NCAA tournaments expected to expand to 76 teams. That's according to everybody is reporting this. Formal announcement expected in May. They have to go through all the committees and officially do all that kind of stuff, but it sure sounds like it's a done deal. This has been discussed for a long, long time. We know the conference commissioners have pushed for this. I think, you know, the NCAA president has championed this for what you were talking about a little bit, Paul. More access. You know, we'll get into the details of how this will look, but listen, we can all talk about, I don't think you're wrong, Paul. It will provide more access. And for that, I don't ever have a problem with that.
Thank you.
That's not the reason. That's not the reason we're doing this. We're not doing this for that reason. We're doing this because it will make more money. And let me say this, it's reasonable to do something because it makes more money, especially now when players are getting paid, schools are being, you know, asked to provide more resources than they ever have before. If here is this mechanism to generate more money to help do some of those things, then any business in the world would explore the ideas of doing that. Now, I know that the NCAA is not technically considered a business, but if you don't think college athletics is a business, I've got some oceanfront property out in the desert that you should take a look at.
Right.
Of course it's about business. Of course it's about the money. Of course it's all of those things. The danger when you do any of this is, does it take away from the product? The reason the NCAA tournament is so successful is because people consume the product. Mm-hmm. We love the product. Mm-hmm. And there are a lot of people angry that this is happening. They think it's going to ruin this. I totally understand that. But I go back to what we talked about with college football playoff expansion. Really, any expansion talk we have, you have to sit back and think, has expansion ever negatively impacted that for me? Now, I would say that the NBA has too much playoffs. Do I think that that means the fans of those teams are not consuming those games? No, we're about to see an 8-1 in the NBA playoffs. NFL expanded playoffs, nobody's griping about that. I mean, nobody. I've never heard anybody say, man, I wish they wouldn't have expanded those NFL playoffs. Major League Baseball had probably the closest thing to what we're experiencing now because baseball people are most stubborn, the stubbornest. And there was baseball, you know, back in your day, Paul, what'd you take? Two teams from each league?
Something like that.
One team from each league?
That's right. Something like that. That's right. I mean, it took a while to get expanded to where it is.
Then you expand it to four teams, right? The division winners and a wild card. And, you know, that's not enough. That's not enough for me to invest 160 games in for the chance to make four playoff spots. Like, I always hated that as a kid. The team I watched made the playoffs, I think, three times in my entire life for the first 25 years of my life.
Geez.
I'm like, this, why am I investing so much time and energy in this? So then they expand, and then they expand again, and I feel really good about where baseball is now. And I think most fans do, too, with the added wild card. It's made the game better. It's made the regular season better. It's made it all better. The NFL, again, they expand. It's made it better. And so you get into this college football playoff. Now, this one, I think, Paul, people will push back on a little bit. I think 12 has been good. I think it's far from perfect. I think 4 was monstrously better than 2. And I think 12 has been significantly better than 4. And we're probably going to, or sorry, 8 has been better than 4.
Yeah, okay.
Going to 12, maybe 16. But I think the 8-team playoff has been great. And some people may think it's been too much. I think there are bigger issues than 8 teams, and I think 12 or 16 will be fine. Mm-hmm. But 76 teams doesn't just roll off the tongue. That's a lot. I saw somebody put out a stat yesterday. What was it? Whatever they put it sort of in percentages, I think 8% in a 16-team playoff of college football teams would make it, 21% of teams in a 71 or 76-team field would make it.
Right.
But I would go back to what I've said all along about this, Paul. As long as you don't mess anything when it gets to 64, as long as when Thursday rolls around, 64 looks like 64 has always looked, and you've got games all day Thursday, Friday, as long as that stays in place, I don't think anybody will really lose an enjoyment factor from the tournament. I think, you know, you get to the place if you, because what we've done with the play-in games is, yeah, okay, I don't really care. They're play-in games. They're fun if your team is involved. The Shockers have been involved in those games. And, you know, yeah, it's exciting to have them in there, and maybe they don't make the tournament. So sure, you like that they got in and had the chance. I don't think, as we shift to 76, if you're watching a team and they make it into that portion of the tournament because they had an okay year, maybe they got hot late and didn't have a good start or whatever it is, I don't think anybody's going to be sitting there on that Tuesday or Wednesday and being like, man, I really wish they weren't playing in this game. Mm-hmm. I really wish they were playing in the NIT right now. That's not going to happen. Those fans are going to be excited to watch those games. Most fans aren't going to watch those games, right? They'll just be like, whatever, the tournament starts Thursday.
I don't know.
I mean, Paul, they'll be good enough games. Some people will watch them. What I'm saying is you might watch them the same. You might watch a conference tournament game of another conference that you don't follow, mm-hmm. right? You might watch it because it's a good game.
Right.
But my point is that the majesty of 64 starting Thursday, I don't think will change all that much. Because the way I read this, and again, we'll get into the details in just a second, 64 still starts on the Thursday. And at that point, nothing changes.
That's right. Nothing's
going to
change.
Everything that's going to change happens before any of us really feel like the tournament starts anyway. We all feel like they have play-in games the first round. They can call this whatever they want to call this. But for America, the tournament starts Thursday at 64 teams.
Well,
no
maybe
what
if
you do before,
maybe a few more teams will change when America says, "Hey, the tournament has started." How
Could
about
be.
That? And listen, what Could are we be. Talking about? I heard one guy say, "This is all about the last four in, the last four in, they're in, the last four out, they're in, the last eight out, they're in." So that's basically what we're talking about. And
Paul, is 68 teams. Go into 76, 8 more teams, 4
right.
more playing games.
That's right. And here's the thing. It's not going to change the timetable. Everything I've looked at, I don't believe the timetable changes. So maybe a few more extra games, that will bring attention to the tournament. Have you ever thought of that? Maybe more people are going to say, wow, look at some of these games. Some of these look like they're very interesting games. And it's really hard to make a case on with those 8 teams that somehow they don't belong. Boy, if they don't belong, it's an eyelash that they don't belong. But they do belong. Many of them do belong. And just by fate or by luck or maybe happenstance on an injury here or there, their cause and effect would be that maybe they're not playing as well down the stretch. But that doesn't mean you don't play well going into the tournament. And here's all it's going to take, Jacob. For this thing to be accepted and looked at and says, yes, this is worthwhile, all we got to do is get one of those play-in teams at some point to beat a number one. That's all we got to do. Once we get that, which we have not had yet, because it's rare that a 16 beats a 1, whether it's a playoff, and it's never happened with a play-in team. But I'm just saying that once we get to that point, it'll even be more on structure with, that makes sense. 76, that makes sense. What's it cost you? Jacob, what's it cost you? What's it cost you? It costs you nothing, because you're going to play those games basically right around the same time. It's not going to cost anything. And by the way, let me just add, in the NBA, you brought it up, so I might as well reiterate, what you've got right now is you've got an 8 seed, which was a play-in team about ready to win its first round against the number one seed. So, you know, this stuff is magical. This stuff happens. Different teams play well at different parts of the year. You never know who's going to step up. I think this is a really good plus. And I think it's kind of important in making that first round seem more important. More games, more important, more upsets. Maybe that's not all bad. And that gives teams that never have a chance to get in, just because of who they are, just because of what league they're in, just because of who they've played all year, it gives them a chance to make the big dance. And like I say, I don't have a problem with more enjoying this tournament. It'll be a lifetime of memories for a lot of kids and a lot of schools. Man, I don't see the down. I have yet to figure out what the downside is on this whole thing, Jacob.
Yeah, look, the downside is it potentially waters down the field, but
no.
We're already at 68 teams.
Well,
the teams that would have been in, here's, you know, just a CBS Sports did a hypothetical, and I don't know if they just took net rankings or what, but here are the extra teams that would have been in: Oklahoma, Auburn, San Diego State, Indiana, New Mexico, Seton Hall, Virginia Tech, Stanford. Now, there is some concern, and I think this is a valid concern, that this would end up just going to all the major conferences. They would just get to add more teams. In that hypothetical, you would have had San Diego State, New Mexico, and Seton Hall. So three of the additional 8 teams would have been from non-power fours. Okay, 3 out of 8. I think that, you know, a lot of times that may happen, and I think sometimes it may not. I do think, generally speaking, in the NCAA tournament, we just kind of go back to resume. Like, there, it's not like college football, you know, where the power conferences can and should dominate the field. We know college basketball is not that way. There are a lot of years where there are really good mid-major teams. I kind of look at it as, and it wouldn't have happened this year, but to me, this opens the door a little bit for leagues like the American, Paul, to perhaps not be one bid leagues. You know, those good kinds of leagues that are, you know, what would you call a high major now? I think it opens the door a little bit more for those leagues. It's not opening the door for the Horizon League. Like, that's not where it's at. So, yeah, I do think the majority of the teams will come from power conferences, but it can't be all of them. If this is going to work, it has to open the door up for the high majors that are really good, that maybe got bounced in their conference tournaments. Like, I think that is a potential positive that could come from this. You get more of those high quality, good teams that played in a weak league that didn't get a chance to get in because they maybe stumbled in their conference tournament. South Florida would have been an example of that. Let's say South Florida got bounced in the American Athletic Conference tournament. That ended up being a really good team. I think this would open up the door for them to get in. Wichita State would have fit the mold a little bit. Tulsa a little bit more last year, of teams where you're like, man, those are pretty good teams. Be cool if they had a shot to go play. I assume those would be teams that would slot into this first 12. Now, CBS Sports does explain this, and I have had trouble with this. I need to see a bracket. I need to see a bracket because I cannot visualize yet how this looks on paper. And again, what I need for this to be a non-issue when push comes to shove, Paul, is on a piece of paper or when I'm looking at a bracket on a screen and I'm Joe Lunchbox and I just want to fill out a bracket and I just want to have fun with it that way. I need that on Thursday to be a 64-team bracket that's 16 versus 1 and looks like it's looked forever, for a long time. We got to get it to that point. Now, this is where I get confused. CBS Sports, in its telling of this, says that it will look different. Here's exactly what they say. The move will create 8 additional at-large bids, all of them to worse teams per the cutline standard than those that have qualified for every previous NCAA tournament. Sources tell them that the NCAA will be adopting an expanded model for its opening round games that matches what it had been doing with the first four. The move to 76 means 52 teams auto slot into the main bracket, with the first round starting Thursday and Friday. The 24 leftover teams would fill up 12 game slots for that Tuesday and Wednesday immediately following Selection Sunday. So it's saying that this is going to look different, but I still read that the same way. I don't care how many teams auto slot. Okay, so 52 teams auto slot in. 24 remaining teams, divide that by 4 regions, right? 6. You'll have, 6 per region. So 12 games, right? Divided by 4. 3 games per region, in, to me, just become basically play-in games to make it in.
Okay. And the problem with that is what?
So in one region, your 16, your 15, and your 11 maybe are made up of teams that had to play a play-in game. But again, if that's all that means, and then on Thursday, it looks the same as it always has, I really don't think this will impact most of America.
Is that not what we've been talking about? Because you got me a little confused.
Different ways. You can think of this entry tournament. Just like if this is, and I get it, because I don't think this is necessary. Let me just say, I don't know. I don't think expansion was necessary. I don't even think I like it. In fact, I don't like it, but I understand it. And I don't think it's as big a deal as we want to, like, as will be the popular internet opinion of college basketball is ruined. I don't think it's going to matter to most of us, Paul, because 64 should, if they don't. Now, if they screw that up, then we're having a different conversation. But I'm pretty sure 64 is going to look like 64 has always looked. How many people do you think even know care that it's a 68-team tournament, not a 64-team tournament?
Well, I think a lot. That's what I think.
Well, we're going to continue this into the next hour. It's a big topic. It's a big story. We want to hear from you, by the way.
It's an important story.
40. Let us know what you think on the video streams. And the take can't just be, well, they're doing it for the money. We know they're doing it for the money. Of course they're doing it for the money. Everybody in the world knows they're doing it for the money. That's stating the obvious. But what do you think? What are the reasons you think this will fail or succeed? Let us know. We're coming back on a Hawaiian Shirt Wednesday, everybody.
This is Sports Radio KFH.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
From the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center, don't worry about me, I called ART.
Traffic. On I-235 South heading onto K-96, watch for sluggish traffic back to 37th Street. And there are construction delays on Southeast Boulevard northbound at 31st Street. Give yourself 5 extra minutes. From the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center, that's your Odyssey Wichita traffic.
Weather. Good morning. Mostly cloudy and continued cool today. High 66. Northeast wind 5 to 15. Becoming cloudy and 47 tonight. Gray skies on Thursday. Cool again. High 65. We'll see a few showers during the afternoon. Nothing heavy nor severe. Clouds will slowly move out on Friday. High of 64. We're back in the 70s and 80s this weekend. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Right now, the Dan Patrick Show.
Dan Patrick.
I don't think Joker wins another MVP. And it's not because he's not deserving. He's just not going to win it. And Wemby is on the way. Because I would be surprised if Wemby is not the favorite next year to win the MVP. Felt like it might be a little too early this year. He did miss games earlier in the season. He's wonderful to watch. We're lucky to be treated to some these players, young players. Now, Joker's not young, but he's still doing things that nobody's ever done. Like, when you hear that in any sport, when you go, well, nobody's ever done that. Okay, you got my attention. And I understand this, because we do want a new topic. You know, the NBA writers are no different than me or you as a fan, where you go, you know, we need a new story here.
The Dan Patrick Show.
Dan and the Danettes, and you.
Middays from 11 until 2 on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
If you're traveling near Alexandria, Indiana, be sure to head north to 200 West and gaze upon the world's largest ball of paint.
Wow.
And while you're on the road, be sure to take us along. Listen to our live stream anywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
The commercials are over.
Dude, I haven't got all day.
869-1240.
Time to get busy.
This is Sports Daily on KFH.
Oh, there's still nobody like
her. Welcome back in, everybody. It is Sports Daily. A little tired this morning from some late Royals baseball, but we're getting through it. We're rocking and rolling. Our Prairie Fire Coffee's helping us out.
Yeah, boy.
Giving us the energy we need, and it's a big sports day. One of the big topics, 76 teams. NCAA tournament expansion is coming. It is a topic the country is united behind in its hatred, basically. And I get it. I don't want this either.
Oh,
I
just my don't gosh.
Think it's gonna, I just don't think it's going to change very much for us. And at the end of the day, to Paul's point, it will open the door and some opportunities for teams maybe that wouldn't get in to have that special moment. So what's the harm, right?
Well, what's it hurt?
There's potential harm. Let's go to the phone lines. 869-1240 is the KFH hotline. You can also comment to us, by the way, Facebook, YouTube, X. Steve on the line.
Oops, Steve has left the building. So
no, Steve
sorry
has
about
left
that.
The building. All right, Steve, you can call us back. 869-1240 if you want to get in touch with the show. So, Paul, we look at this, and I think my biggest fear in it has always been that it just takes the teams that win their conference tournament, the true Cinderellas of this tournament, right? Your low major, your whatever you want to call it, mid-major, one bid, won the conference tournament, special. You know, those teams never go very far. And I'm afraid they're just going to get squeezed now into this, whatever you want to call, opening round thing. That seems like they get ripped off a little bit to me. I would rather see this go to...
Oh, my goodness.
You know, like, I would rather see your 10s, your 9s, your 11s, maybe even... I don't want to see those teams that, you know, they get that true special March Madness moment to go into the field of 64, just get shoved into this other field like we see now a little bit with the first four, right? Now, there are going to be teams in there that have really bad resumes that got lucky or whatever. You can put them in. That's fine. But I'm afraid of where this will go. I'm afraid over time you're just going to see this be a collection of 16s versus 16s, 15s versus 15s, 14s versus 14s, and then we all move on with our lives. And nobody watches those because nobody watches the first four now anyway, unless your team is directly involved. Whereas if you made those games, let's say it's Auburn and Oklahoma, right? Two bubble teams. Basically, if you just make the bubble teams play each other, you might watch that game if it's Auburn, Oklahoma.
Well, let me ask you a question, if you don't mind. Just this is just a question that has popped into my head, and that is, if your scenario that nobody has interest in these teams, why is the first and the second day of the tournament?
Because they might get
so
the upset.
Popular. It is
because they might
so
get the upset, Paul.
People take days off from work.
We love those teams. But we love those teams because they have a chance to take down one of the juggernauts.
Then why?
We love those teams when they play each other. Why don't you watch the Horizon League Conference Tournament?
Well, that's because I'm watching the Big 12, probably. That's probably
because
why.
Because you don't, like, the reason we love 16s and 15s and 14s is because they're taking a shot at the upset, right? The Cinderella. If they were playing each other, do you watch the first four? Did you watch Prairie View A&M take down whoever it was in the 16 versus 16 first round game in Dayton?
Don't lie, Paul.
You're on a lie detector.
I'm ashamed.
I sure didn't.
I'm ashamed to say this, but yes, I watched a little bit of somebody, and I don't remember who they were, but I watched some of a play-in, and I probably watched 10 minutes of that game.
But it's not moving the needle.
Well, it's not.
I mean, again, if you're a fan of those teams, it's great. It's awesome. For the city, which they pair with Dayton, it sounds like, to play this, it's going to be awesome. There's a lot of good that's going to come out of this. There's a lot of, again, nobody's naive.
Okay,
there is a lot of money to be made by this.
You just admitted there's a lot of good. What's the downside?
Well, the downside, that's what I'm saying. If this just becomes those Cinderellas knocking each other off and Auburn getting more auto bids, I think that will be a downside. Because I do think on Thursday and Friday, the general public, even though it almost never happens, wants to see 16. Nothing is more exciting than when 16s or 15s win against ones or twos, not against each other, right? And so what I fear a little bit is, and I'd only fear this a little bit, we have to see how this works. Because right now it's about half and half with the first four. But I fear that you'd have all the 16s, all the 15s, all the 14s, and like all the 13s play each other. And then, you know, Oklahoma and Auburn enter the tournaments as 9 or 10 seeds. Because the challenge is, and this is going to be, you can't just truly seed this thing, right? By where they are. If Auburn comes in as, you know, an 11 seed, it means they're going to play a 6 seed in the first round.
Gotcha.
You can't make Auburn a 14 seed because now you're punishing the 3 seed. Does that make sense?
Sort of.
So you have to give them a better seed so that their first round game, so you're not killing that team that's a 2 or a 3 or a 4, and really you're making it, you know, you're making it more challenging on a 7, 8, or 9 seed when you do that. So that's where I don't know how they're going to do this carefully, because you can't just make these final 8 teams. Again, we're talking last year, Oklahoma, Auburn, San Diego State, Indiana, New Mexico, Seton Hall, Virginia Tech, Stanford. CBS Sports just went by its last, last 4 in, first 4 out model. So you can't just make them high seeds and put them in this play-in tournament. Like let's say somebody said, "Well, just make, you know, if Virginia Tech and Stanford are the last two teams in, they're each 16 seeds and they play each other in that thing." That's fine in theory, except the winner that comes in to play a number 1 seed. So you can't do that. The one seed earned the 1 seed. They get to play, you know, Prairie View A&M, not Stanford. So that'll be a challenge. How do you balance that? Do all the 11s play each other? Do all the 10s play each other? How about 12s? Because we know that 12s oftentimes are the very best mid-major teams. That's why 12-5 upsets happen all the time. You get a 12 seed, and oftentimes you're getting a really, really good mid-major team that played in a bad conference. And so they beat a 5. Well, now, are you going to punish that really good team by making them have to play another 12? So I don't know how this works. I'm afraid, and it may just be inevitable, that those true Cinderellas, those kids, because again, by the tournament time, we don't care that the 16s have had to play an extra game or whatever. But for the kids, to your point, Paul, the magic of it, I don't think the magic of it is as magical going to this play-in field as it is going into Thursday or Friday. And probably when they expand this, half of those magical type teams are going to get eliminated before they ever get to Thursday or Friday.
Right. And we're going to live as the public, as the viewing public. We're going to live. We're going to live for Prairie View A&M beating Auburn, and that maybe it probably won't happen 9 out of 10 times, but the public will live
99 out of 100 times.
Maybe
but the
so.
One time it does.
But oh my, won't it be spectacular? Won't it be horrible for Auburn? But won't it be spectacular for every small college in America? And I'm just saying that this is, and I'm assuming that now, they will set up a lot of things. They're not going to have Prairie View A&M playing against Valparaiso State. That's not how it's going. And
I
Auburn then playing against.
That's what I think they're going to do.
That's what
I
they can't do.
In that play-in, you're going to see two 16s, but you may see all four 16s involved. 15s, like you could make this tournament, and they're not going to do this because they want people to watch this tournament. So they're going to mix in, I'm sure, some 11s, some whatevers, some 10s, like they do now. That's what they do now. That's why we see a team make a run all the time. Devil's advocate to what I just said was my fear, Paul, is, you know, we some of these kids who aren't, you know, who got this special moment to make it to Thursday or Friday now have to play a game to get there. One of the things, though, that I do think on the flip side of that, if you were a fan of one of those schools and they play that game and then win that game, you've got to experience now some version of a tournament win.
Yes, you have.
And your team is tuned up a little bit for the mountain of a task at hand of pulling the true Cinderella win off. And we do know over history, like if you can win those play-in games, it does give you some momentum going into the first weekend. Mm-hmm. It definitely does.
That's
right. We see it every year, right? We see it every single year.
No question.
So there are two sides to that, and it's probably okay that that happens. And, you know, if I were, let's say my alma mater, West Texas A&M, would have done the smart thing, and nobody cares about this. They should have gone Division I a long time ago. Let's say they were in there, like their peers, Abilene Christian and Tarleton State and some of these schools. If I'm watching that and my team wins its league and it goes into this play-in field, there is a small part of me that wonders if that's more satisfying as a fan of those schools to see them play another like, you know, another like economic like school, see if you can beat them and then make it in. Now, if you don't beat them though, and you lose that game and you don't make it to Thursday or Friday, that's a bummer. That's a bummer. So there are a lot of things you have to do if you're the NCAA here. You have to get these things right. You have to, if you're going to go that route, you have to build up and find a host place that will make these games feel just like the NCAA tournament. Mm-hmm. So that those fans that are going to be going to the and the players have this great experience. Now, you know, is Wichita hosting a play-in regional going to feel the same as hosting the first round? No, it's not. But that doesn't mean it can't be a fun atmosphere. And what you can do, Paul, and I think this is the best case scenario. So they're going to do this at two sites, Dayton and another one, I think is what it sounds like.
Right.
If you make sure that you get a mix of like power schools and non-power schools so that those two cities are rocking and rolling. Like if you put Auburn in Dayton, there's going to be a lot of Auburn fans go to Dayton, right? For that play-in.
I would think so. I would believe there would be.
Mm-hmm. And maybe there's a path to say, okay, they're in Dayton here. And then where's the next closest city of a regional? That's what they feed. That's the one they would feed into. Like there are some logistical things where they can soften the blow, I think, to the fears that I have. But at the end of the day, Paul, those are all semantics types things. Expanding from 68, and remember, it's 68, not 64, to 76, all we're going to hear for the next, well, until 2027, until this tournament starts, is how this is going to ruin college basketball. And I'll bet you one American dollar today, Paul, that the ratings don't take a hit, that the attendance to the sites of these games don't take a hit. I don't think it will impact or change what starts on Thursday as far as the popularity of it at all.
What about making it better? You did not bring that up. Will it make it better? I think it will. What about you?
Will it make what better?
The tournament better. More inclusive. Will it make it better? Yes is the answer for me.
Will it make it better for who? For the fan, for the players, for the coaches?
For everybody. Just as a basketball.
I don't think it's the same answer for everybody. We can carry that over into the first segment of the next hour. We've got Tyron Stokes to talk about. Shreyas Lotta, our KU insider, is going to come up. He will get us the very latest on Tyron Stokes. So we're hanging on to that. Don't worry, folks. We've got you covered. We're coming back for another hour of Sports Daily. Stick around.
Is 97.5 and 1240 KFH Wichita, K248CY Wichita, KNSS HD2 Clearwater, and Odyssey Sports Station.
From the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center, don't worry about me, I called ART.
Traffic. On I-235 South heading on to K-96, watch for sluggish traffic back to 37th Street. And there are construction delays on Southeast Boulevard northbound at 31st Street. Give yourself 5 extra minutes. From the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center, that's your Odyssey Wichita traffic.
Weather.
Good morning. Mostly cloudy and continued cool today. High 66. Northeast wind 5 to 15. Becoming cloudy and 47 tonight. Gray skies on Thursday. Cool again. High 65. We'll see a few showers during the afternoon. Nothing heavy nor severe. Clouds will slowly move out on Friday. High of 64. We're back in the 70s and 80s this weekend. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
The Jim Rome Show.
If Boston Red Sox ownership thinks that wacky Alex Cora is going to jumpstart their season, they are begging. The Red Sox are garbage.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
He said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.